Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm saying this so that you will understand the kind of anointing you have come here to receive. It is the evening light. Praise the Lord. Not only Olukoya, Ashimolowo wrote his own too. Apostle Johnson Suleiman talk his own too. They didn't have anybody to answer them. They didn't know that God was preparing one house. I'm sorry that will answer them. Answer them. So why have they not come to me? Why have they not called me? Gather all the Pentecostal giants. And I will gladly come to that meeting. I will come with my Bible. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said after that in verse 30 of Matthew chapter 13. He said after that then you gather the wheat. Amen. You gather the wheat. Praise the Lord. How does he gather the wheat? The wheat? It is because remember it is harvest time. I want you to note. There is a parable in Mark chapter 4 that speaks about the kingdom of... Can we read it? From verse 26. Mark chapter 4. And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. Now watch it. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. First, the blade. Justification. Let me not confuse people. Okay, let me just stay at this. First, the blade. Then, the ear. After that, the full corn in the ear. Now, note verse 29. But, when the fruit is brought forth, immediately, he put it in the sickle, because the harvest is come. Now, whoever plants, a farmer that goes to plant a seed, amen, when that blade shoots out after a few weeks, is it time for harvest? But is that a corn? Yes. When you go and say, see my corn. It is your corn. But is it time for harvest yet? No. It moves to another stage. You are still looking at it, you are happy. What is that? It is corn. But is it time for harvest? No. When does he know that it is time for harvest? When the same seed that he planted, he sees it again formed in a stage of that growth. Then he takes the sickle because the harvest has come. Church. This is the reason why the church of Jesus Christ has not yet gone in the rapture. And this is the reason why I believe that the time for the rapture is at hand. Why? Because what he planted on the day of Pentecost, as we see it in the Acts of Apostles and the whole New Testament, that is the original seed that was planted. That church. And if he's coming to come in the rapture, certainly, he's not coming to meet us in the confusion that we are in today. If he comes, will it be Catholics that we go? Catholics don't agree with Pentecostals. So who we go? Catholic and be Pentecostal. Baptist and be Presbyterian. Divine life and be choosy. Sele and be Aladura. No, I'm telling you, so you know that in this confusion, the rapture cannot take place. But above all, look at the church of Jesus Christ now. Read the Bible, how the original church started. Take your eyes away and look at the church today. If you are sincere, you will know that the pattern in the Bible is totally lost. In the Bible here, there is no doctrine as Trinity. This Bible tells us one God in three offices, not three persons in one God. Confusion. Watch the Bible and show me where they sprinkle anybody and say it's baptism. Show me any infant that was baptized. And show me any Father, Son, Holy Ghost baptism. Every baptism in the Bible here was done in the name of the Lord Jesus. Because that name Jesus is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Show me any minister in the Bible that ordained his wife as a pastor. Show me any headquarters at the branches of those churches that Apostle Paul established and Peter and the rest. Show me now. Show me any reverend doctor in the Bible. Show me any archbishop in the Bible. Show me any man that addressed himself as his grace and his holiness. Show me now. Is that the church Jesus Christ is coming for? Is that what he planted? No. Oh, glory be to God. Two seeds are in the church of Jesus Christ. Two. That is what we see in the story of Abraham. Abraham had also two seeds. Ishmael and Isaac. Praise the Lord. There was one son of promise among them. Even after the death of Sarah, Keturah had some other children. Amen. In Genesis chapter 25, as Abraham was about to die. Amen. The Bible says he called the two groups of people and released anointing on them. Am I correct? He's about to die. He called one group, the children of the concubines. So, there is concubine and there is wife. Am I correct? Okay. Well, the only wife we know that Abraham had was Sarah. And Sarah had a child, and that is the promised child. Now, the father that had two sets of children, the carnal children and the spiritual children. Do you understand what I mean? Amen. He called them to give them gifts. The Bible says, the children of the concubines, I am reading from verse 1, quoting, citing from verse 1 to verse 5 or so of Genesis chapter 25. It says, he gave to them gifts. Anointing. They know nothing more than the anointing the father gave them. Healing. See them, nyafu nyafu. Prophecy, nyafu nyafu. Miracles, signs and wonders, nyafu nyafu. But a simple doctrine for justification, baptism, water baptism, they will never get to know it. When it came to Isaac, the Bible said, Abraham gave what? Oh. That is, he gave the gifts plus other things that the children of the concubine did not have. Hey! Oh! If I don't preach again, you will not know the difference between us and them. Between the bride and those concubine churches. That's why I say, stop speaking against the gifts, the anointing happening anywhere. It is God using it to fulfill a purpose. We give God thanks for the anointing. And let me tell you, if you know that there is a gift somewhere that you want to benefit from, you have a problem. And then you hear that, see, that man there, wherever he is demonstrating that power. And you have that problem. Go there. Oh. Go there. It's a genuine gift. But you don't follow them. To do their Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. No. You know better than that. You know better than that now. You know better than that now. Eh? When you go there finished, you say, Kai, this, my pastor, praise God. You just did like this. The demon that has been tormenting me. Fly! He go. And then the man will look at you and tell you, Kai, this man, the way I see you, there's the grace of God upon you. I will make you one of my ministers. The first thing you should tell him is, Daddy, go and baptize me first. If you want to say in the name of the Father, say, Daddy, wait. Baptize me in the name of Jesus. Now that time you go know whether not the son of Keturah or he has anything to do with Isaac. And the difference show after he gave them those gifts, we did not hear again anything about those people. They collected the gifts and they scattered all around enjoying the gifts. But the Bible tells us in the next chapter, chapter 26, Isaac, after Abraham died, there is something that he had from Abraham that those people did not hear. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. So that you will know why Jesus said, constantly said, he who has ear to hear, let him hear. Because there is something that will be spoken that some people will never get to hear it. They will never. Abraham had something and Lot did not hear that thing. I have told you this several times. When the Bible says, when God called Abraham, he called him alone. Why did he emphasize he called him alone? Because God's call is a personal thing. It's not a group thing. It's not a social call where you must go with your husband, you must go with your wife. He calls you personally. On the day of rapture, everybody, on the day of resurrection, you will hear your own voice. It is not your family name you will hear. You will hear Lazarus call. So you will hear your own name. This is my husband's church. You know now, I want to be an obedient wife. This is my husband's church. I want to be an obedient wife. They say, woman no get church until they marry. Okay. Is that not what you hear? They say, woman no get church until she marry. Because now the husband's church be her church. Yes, so if your husband attend Sele, and you they attend Brother Assembly, after you don't marry, now your husband, as you dey here now, no be your husband, no be your church be this, until you marry. Follow go. Yes. Now listen, church. Before you know what, like I said, Abraham had something. God called only Abraham, and Abraham carried his cousin Lot along. You saw the problem he had. Until, and God stepped aside. All the blessing that he was having for Abraham, he withheld it. Read it very well. After Abraham realized, say, come, this is where I hear. Lot didn't hear it. Abraham, where are you going? Lot is asking Abraham. Abraham said, last night I saw God. He said, I should go, he will lead me somewhere. A land that I will dwell and I will serve him. Ah, Lot said, any church you go now, I will follow you. I love you so much. Anywhere you go, I will follow. Now, are they going under the same faith? Are they going under the same revelation? Okay. Now, after they separated, and the way they separated, Abraham was so disturbed until, look, the important thing is separate. Choose anywhere you want. Choose this side or this side. Anywhere you choose, where they go, the other side. Something more than what is recorded must have taken place. The trouble they went through, after they separated, read that place very well. God then came and said, Abraham, now that you have separated. Now that, so God has been waiting for that separation. Wheat and tares can never inherit. Look, Isaac and Ishmael can never inherit the same kingdom. The Bible says so. It is then. There are so many of us today. Why we are still where we are spiritually is because of the attachments we have. And no blessing will come your way until that separation takes place. And sometimes some fight that you see around you is God himself causing that fight to enable a separation. So that he can fulfill his purpose in your life. That is the truth. Praise the Lord. Immediately, I said, he had it. Moses had something. Moses had something. Until what he had, even though he grew up in the palace of Pharaoh, and according to history, he was to be the next Pharaoh. But the Bible says this way. Open Hebrews chapter 11. This is what he said. By verse 24. By faith, that is faith, there is revelation. Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Is that not what people are doing and risking their eternal destination? For the things you will enjoy on earth here, you make your eternal destination secondary. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward, because he knows there is a reward awaiting him if only he will leave those unbelieving nations. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. That was Moses for you. Praise the Lord. Thousands were trooping to John the Baptist. They had something. That's why they were going to be baptized. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. And the Bible says, he that is of God, he heareth us. He heareth God's word. If you are not of God, you can never hear it. That's why Cain can never hear. Here there is understand. Can never understand it. Rebecca. Amen. Amen. Rebecca had something from Eliezer. That's why, as soon as they were nearing where Abraham lived, impatient Isaac was waiting for his wife. Came at them from far. Rebecca sitting on the horse. The Bible says, saw a young man there and asked Eliezer, who is that man? And Eliezer told her something. That is the man I have been telling you about. That is the man that is going to be your husband. And the Bible says that woman did something. She took her veil and veiled herself. Who told her that immediately you see your husband, you should veil yourself? It's Eliezer. She had something to know how to comport herself before her husband. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. What of Esther? He who has ear to hear. The story of Ahasuerus in Esther chapter 1 and chapter 2. Esther. Amen. Amen. King Ahasuerus married a woman, queen, had a queen by the name of Vashti. We know that story. And the story of Ahasuerus and Queen Vashti is the story of Israel. Israel is God's queen. He came and made a banquet and wanted to show off his queen, but the queen rejected the call by the king. He got angry and had to send her away. We know the story. And there must be a replacement. Amen. Salvation was for the Jews. They rejected salvation. He turned to the Gentiles. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us, amen, that they had to go and search for another queen that will replace Queen Vashti. And announcement was made. And the Bible said, and all the maidens went out to those that prepared the queen for the king. And that story there tells you the condition of the church. Every church is one of the maidens. There is a Catholic maiden, Methodist maiden, Choosing maiden, Redeemed maiden, CAC maiden, Four Square maiden, Trent maiden, all of the Anglican maiden. If you ask everyone, I'm talking, choosing is heaven at last. Deeper life, Unko. It's heaven, 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 heaven. Catholic, Unko, what are you saying? We are the original church. Heaven, heaven, heaven. Even if you have to go through purgatory first, but at last you will go heaven. Everybody is heaven. And so they all went. But the Bible says the king has 7 chamberlains. Oh. Oh. Hallelujah. Let's celebrate the name of the Lord. 7 chamberlains. Speaking of the 7 church ages. Speaking about the 7 star messengers in the right hand of Christ in Revelation chapter 1 verse 16. Let's celebrate the name of the Lord. Speaking of each age having a messenger, a star messenger for that age to gather a bride for Christ in every of the 7 church ages in the Gentile church age. Listen, church. The Bible says that when the time for the preparation finished, and the time is over now, very soon, the queen will be presented to the king. Read Esther chapter 2, something very interesting there. We know the story, go and read it. It says that when it was time for them, one by one, each maiden that was prepared, when it was time, the Bible stressed there, it is what that young girl, that maiden, wanted to put on, that she asked for. She demanded, this is how you should dress me. And anything the maiden told the chamberlain to give up, now he give up. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. See, what I'm saying is very deep. You know, I am paraphrasing it because I have spoken this in one way or the other in several of my messages. Listen, church. The Bible says it is what they wanted. Then you will go to the queen. In the evening, you spend the night there. In the morning, the king will look at you whether you qualify or not. And I want to see how the Catholic maiden will appear. Oh, with rosary. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord with thee. They will put the image of Mary by the side of the king and bow before it. Station of the cross. Then they will go and the king will look at her. He said, go and wait one side. You will hear it later. Ho! I can see Christ's embassy coming. Half naked people. I can see half naked people. Where are you coming from? Christ's embassy. And other churches in Oregon. Her mind, I know if he see my shape, he will like me. They are the ones that will dress, finish, and tear the center here so that part of the breast can come out. If the king see this one, now me go pick. Hot pants, high heel shoe, paint their nose, paint their finger, paint this one, paint fried hair, put India hair here, Chinese one here, and American one in front. Hallelujah. The king will look and say, go and stand outside. Praise the Lord. I see some other Pentecostal maidens coming. And as they are coming, they remember the tongue their pastor taught them. Here, mama, so toro, mama, say, here, mama, so toro. The king will look, who put this smart person in the tongue? Now, me go marry this smart person. Hey, Holy Ghost fire. Hey, wait outside. When it was the turn of Esther, hallelujah, the Bible tells us that Esther said, it is whatever you, the chamberlain, give me to wear, that I will wear. Nothing but what the chamberlain. Who is the chamberlain? The chamberlain is those who have trained. They know what the king wants for a queen. They know what he likes and what he doesn't like. Before you qualify to be a chamberlain to prepare the queen, one qualification is that you must be a eunuch. You don't have the ability to pass seed to that woman. You can't sleep with that woman because you don't have the ability. And a true chamberlain, a preacher in this age, he does not have any other doctrine to tell the church than what the Bible says. He does not have the ability. He does not have his own doctrine. He does not have his own idea. That is the true chamberlain. Hallelujah. And Esther knew better. This man is the one that knows what the king likes. Hallelujah. He knows what the king likes. In this age, there is a man that knows what the king likes. There is a man that knows what the king likes. He's among the seven chamberlains. In the court of Ahasuerus, there were seven chamberlains. Seven church ages. And we are in the seventh church age. That's why the Bible speaks that the rapture will come in three stages. And the rapture has started. It has started. It's contrary to the way you were taught. Somebody listening to me. Your denomination told you that on the day of the rapture there will be confusion. Car will jam car. Train will jam train. Aeroplane will jam aeroplane. Malue will jam malue. Keke will jam keke. Okada will jam okada. Every confusion everywhere. What is happening? He says rapture. Lie, lie. The rapture has already started. Because the first stage of the rapture, according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, the Lord himself will descend first with a shout. That shout is the voice of the seventh angel. It's a message. That is the midnight cry. Jesus Christ spoke in Matthew 25, verse 6. At midnight there was a cry made. What is he saying? Behold, the bridegroom coming. Go ye out of your denominations and meet him. Praise the Lord. If you don't hear the shout, you will not hear the second stage. The shout brings you out so that you can hear the voice of the seventh thunder, the seven thunders, the voice of the archangel. That's why we say the rapture began with the voice of the seventh angel. Queen Esther is the bride of Jesus Christ in this age. We do nothing but what that voice has spoken. And we searched the scripture. We saw the unusual ministry of William Marion Braham. And we saw him fulfilling Malachi chapter 4. In this end time, he said, verse 5, 4 and verse 5. Verse 5 and verse 6. Malachi chapter 4. Behold, I send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to those apostolic children. And the heart of we now, the children of the apostles, to the heart of our apostolic fathers. He said, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. With all vindications. When, is it 17 February or so? 1933. What date was that? I forgot the date. Sometime in 1933. Praise the Lord. I'm not very good at dates, but I know the story. Listen, church. When he was baptizing people on that Ohio River, hundreds of people, I have met some of them that were there. And then suddenly, a light, like a star, came before them. Hundreds of people by the riverside, baptizing people in the name of the Lord Jesus. And that star came and stood on him. He was in the river, baptizing the 17th person, it is recorded. And that voice sounded, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun my first coming. So are you given the message that shall forerun my second coming. And everybody heard it. And that pillar of fire has been following him. And God allows science to follow, to pick it up. In that photograph you are seeing on the screen. That pillar of fire is the same pillar of fire that met Moses at the backside of the desert. That same pillar of fire that led the children of Israel in the wilderness by night. And cloud by day. That same pillar of fire that struck Apostle Paul on the way to Damascus. That same pillar of fire came in this age to show us the way. That's why the pillar of fire is also a symbol of our faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why we sing that song, God's attributes were manifested. We have called the revelation by the last prophet's message. Because the Bible says in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, Revelation chapter 10 verse 7, when he shall begin to serve, the mystery of God should be finished. We have caught that revelation. And that revelation is telling us, come out of the denominational system. And that goes with an anointing. That anointing is the anointing that separates. It is the latter rain. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is why Queen Esther was chosen ahead of others. She had something. We also have a message that we have to hear. And that is why we are proclaiming even in this ministry. It's a message in the land. What is the message? Come back to Bible Christianity. And in coming back to Bible Christianity, then we have to come back also to the Bible way of receiving eternal life. For which reason we are here now? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We have heard the voice of the seventh angel. Oh, glory be to God. And after there was that cry, the wise virgin trimmed their lamps. To trim your lamp is to trim your revelation. Concerning the Godhead, we trim our revelation. Concerning water baptism, we realign our revelation. Concerning all this, everything about the ministry, everything about the ministry, we trim our revelation. Amen. And very soon, the same group of people, the same church that started in the Acts of Apostles, will begin to form again. A group of people will be coming again, that when you look at them, you are seeing Acts of Apostles again live. When you begin to see that, look up, your redemption is near. All glory be to God. Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 1, he said, for the time and season, he said, you have no need that I told you, because the bride of Jesus Christ knows the divine agenda, knows the divine timetable. Amen. When you want to know what time of the day it is now, you look at your clock. William Brown said, if you want to know what time we are now in God's program, we look at Israel. Other nations are breaking. Egypt has broken. Libya has broken. Iraq has broken. Syria is breaking. Other people are breaking. Nations are breaking. Israel's awakening. The sign that the prophet foretold. The Gentile is number with arrows and combat. Eternity soon we approach. Hallelujah! The day of redemption is near. Enter, enter, I fall in love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what is going on now. The child of promise, as I was saying in Genesis chapter 26, Isaac. The first thing he did when he received what he received from the father, the Bible says that he went back to Gerar, went back to those wells that the father Abraham dug. After the death of Abraham, that the Philistines went and stopped those wells with earthly doctrines. Earthly doctrines covered the apostolic doctrines. They teach the commandment, the doctrines of men. Amen. But Isaac did not go to dig another well. Amen. He went to the same well because he had something from his father. There is something about those wells that Isaac knew that the sons of Keturah did not know. There's something we know that the denominations will never know. The bride of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He began to go. The Bible says he dug the same wells. And the Bible says the same name that Abraham gave those wells, he named those wells after the same old. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. This good thing come from me. Oh, give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. This good thing come from me. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for brother Abraham. It was good for brother Moses. Oh, it's good enough for me. I say, give me that old time. Oh, give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why we baptize in the name of Jesus. Because the apostles baptized in the name of Jesus. What the apostles preach is what we shall preach. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We will not add, we will not subtract. That same old anointing, it packed them to heaven. It will pack us to heaven too. There is no new anointing. I told you, I preached the message entitled The Due Order. You don't carry the ark like David wanted to carry. There is God's own pattern. He put it there, how it should be carried. Don't introduce your own. There is no new anointing anywhere. It's the same Holy Ghost. Ancient of days, as old as you are, you will never change. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changed. Never changed. The same anointing. The same anointing. As it happened on the day of Pentecost, it will happen here again. That fire will come down here. If we preach what the apostle preached, then we must receive the same fire they received. God is obligated to back us up the same way he backed them up. Praise the Lord. That's the confidence I have. That is the confidence I have. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So the anointing that gathers the bride going home is called the bride's anointing. What is the bride's anointing? It is the anointing that differentiates the bride from the concubines. The anointing that separates us. If you are writing it, what is the bride's anointing? It is the anointing that transforms a sinner to a saint. Yes. He said, he came to his own received him not. In John chapter 1 and verse 12, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. And the power to become the son of God is the power that transforms a sinner to a saint. Oh yes. In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. That power is to do three things. The power that transforms a sinner to a saint. Because there are some anointing that people receive and it doesn't change them. So I told you this several times, that there is a difference between the anointing of the Holy Ghost and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Okay, you will know it.